This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got another busy next hour on the show. We're going to be talking about the zero COVID protests in China and how with the rioters and the blowback, China might loosen some of their pandemic measures. We're also going to talk about the looming rail strike, what that can do, and what leaders of Congress are going to try to do bipartisanly to stop it. We have more than 40 million people under threat for severe storms, tornadoes, hail, damaging winds. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the World Cup, what America needs to do to still stay alive, and Hawaii's volcano is still erupting, and we are warning people of Pele's hair. We're going to talk about that. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very quickly here, last segment we were talking about travel and Skyscanner and some spontaneous travel. The guest was able to call in now, so I just want her to say hi. This is Jenna Jameson, Skyscanner Global's travel expert. Gemma, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate having you on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here to talk about travel. Exciting time.
Great, great. I know we don't have a lot of time now, but can you just quickly tell us what you're recommending for travelers during this busy holiday season?
Sure. So basically, Skyscanner obviously is an aggregator for every sort of most flights around the world. If you type in your departure sort of point, you can search flights from all over the world. And what we've seen over the last few months, as the world has emerged from the pandemic and all the kind of last holdout countries are opening up, that we've seen Americans decide to take more spontaneous trips. We interviewed 5,000 people around the world, and Americans have said that spontaneous travel makes them feel happier, makes them feel liberated, takes the pressure off of booking and planning travel, and lowers their threshold for happiness when they are traveling.
That's fantastic. And are you noticing there's also ways to get price discounts when you don't plan ahead for months?
Of course, yeah. So compare is essentially the rule of thumb for this. It's the same as any other purchase that you might make. Knowing what's out there, comparing, contrasting, being flexible wherever you can be. Obviously, it's not possible to always be flexible, but with somewhere like Skyscanner, you can say, okay, I want to go from Las Vegas, but I also don't mind driving a little bit further to get a deal, so show me from nearby airports as well. And that will show you if there's a cheaper option, if there's a flight for $100 less, going from an airport that's not too far away, then you'll be shown that option as well if you tick that box. So things like that where you can kind of hack the system, as well as mixing and matching airports, mixing and matching airlines is a really good way to save money. So maybe rescinding a little bit of that loyalty that you might have to your particular airline might actually save you some dollars, as well as being flexible with dates and destinations. But that's obviously for people that are really flexible.
Awesome. Excellent. Good, good. Can you give us the website, please?
So it's skyscanner.com, or you can download our app, wherever you find your apps, wherever you download them, we're there. So, yeah, it's online and on app.
Wonderful. Well, it was so nice to talk to you, and can't wait to have you back on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right, guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't like seeing storms. All right, you know, we have a pretty busy travel month, and we are being told that more than 40 million of us are under storm threat, and tornadoes, hail, damaging winds, especially in the south. CNN is reporting that severe storms could deliver tornadoes, winds, hail from the Gulf Coast to the Midwest from today into early tomorrow, but especially in the southern states, including Louisiana and Mississippi. I thought I saw a picture the other day of a tornado over New Orleans. That's just something you don't always see. More than 50 million people from southeastern Texas, eastward to Georgia, and northward to central Indiana and Illinois are under at least a marginal threat of severe weather Tuesday. Now, they say the largest potential for severe weather, including tornadoes, large hail, strong winds, is for about 1.2 million from east central Louisiana to much of Mississippi, including Jackson. The threat for that level area is a level 4 or 5. This is rare for this time of year. We do see tornadoes, but that's more of a summer thing, spring, summer. So we're definitely seeing some interesting weather patterns. Remember we had thunder, snow that hit the northeast and Buffalo area about a week or two ago? Did you see Buffalo Stadium, where the Bills play, just cover the feet and feet of snow? And that thunder snow was rather than a snowstorm or blizzard. There was supposed to be lightning and thunder, but instead of rain came snow. And so now we're having these thunderstorms that could also catch people off guard and cause some pretty heavy winds and heavy tornadoes. And so they say multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms, some capable of long-track tornadoes with EF3 plus damage potential, will be possible this afternoon into tonight. And I apologize, these pop-up ads for Cyber Monday come up. So over parts of lower Mississippi Valley region to the Mid-South. So just be on alert. Make sure you have your radio on. Make sure you have extra batteries. Make sure you have a place to bunker down. If you don't, get out of the area. I saw the movie Twister. That was not good. Don't be running around and then trying to find a barn with all these pieces of wood flailing at you. And this is something that if you got a basement, bunker down. These nighttime tornadoes, you won't be able to see it coming. Some of them could be moving about 50 to 60 miles per hour as well. Take shelter or leave the area. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was reading the word duck, so if I said duck, Dolly, it's because we're going to be talking about the lame duck Congress right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Congress wants to do a lot of things. They want to reform the Electoral Count Act. They want to add aid to Ukraine. They want to fund the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and provide extra funding. They want to extend expiring tax provisions. I think work on the National Defense Authorization Act. They want to codify the federal recognition of same-sex marriages. So there's a lot of things they want to do. And one priority they have is they got to figure out this rail union strike and step in and do a deal. Apparently, Biden is asking for congressional leaders to help. He met with them to discuss lame duck session priorities, including passing legislation to avert a looming rail strike and also a government shutdown. We always see this around Christmas time where they're going to run out of money, so they need to figure out the budget and do all that. Keep in mind, anything that gets, any can that gets kicked down the road, then the new Congress, which will have a Republican majority, not a big one, but a small Republican majority, could kind of change some of what Biden wants to accomplish, or whoever is running the Biden administration, because I don't know if it's all coming from him. So we're still kind of wondering who exactly is behind the scenes over there. So they're going to want to get a lot of work done. Now, it's going to be very interesting because with this threat of government shutdown, if they want to try to pass a whole bunch of additional legislation that might include omnibus spending, a lot of spending, they might get a lot of blowback and may not be able to prevent a shutdown. So there's going to have to still be negotiations, even though the Democrats run the House right now and the Senate. So Biden went to the Congress to help because he was unable to avert a looming rail strike. And Biden said, I asked for Congress whether they'd be willing to come in and talk about what we're going to do between now and Christmas in terms of legislation. There's a lot to do in resolving the rail strike. Congress has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk. Now, this is a top priority, and it should be. But I would have loved to see high priority matters addressed already. And I understand they had to take their vacation and all that, and I understand there was a lot of dinking around and they wanted to do the January 6th committee and all that, but I see this happen all the time where at the end of the year, now there's this big rush to get priorities done. Why weren't the priorities priorities? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to get done, and I'm just, was there supposed to be some sort of a transitional or provisional or temporary agreement, tentative agreement passed in September, and then all of a sudden, nope, that didn't work? I'm not exactly sure everything that happened, but you would have thought this as soon as Congress came back this summer, they would have made sure whatever was going on with the railroads, and trust me, this has been going on for months, was fixed, addressed. Biden said, we're going to work together to fund the government. He said, I hope we're going to fund the government. COVID and the war in Ukraine, all controversial and consequential issues. And we're going to find other areas of common ground, I hope, because the American people want us to work together. I'm going to stop there and get started because I'm sure this is going to go very quickly and everyone's going to agree. All kidding aside, we're here to get work done. Oh, maybe he was making a joke that he thinks everybody's going to agree. Okay, that was funny. And then he didn't take questions and I think he left the room. So attending the meeting was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Vice President Kamala Harris, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. So after the meeting, McCarthy told reporters that he thinks a rail strike bill will pass, but does not like the idea of forcing it through. He said, if you are passing a bill to force rail workers to work, how strong is your economy? So the House is going to, I believe, take this bill up on tomorrow. Schumer said he and McConnell agreed to bring it forth in the Senate as soon as possible. So basically, if the railroad strike, if there is a rail strike, and it starts on December 9th, that could cost the economy $2 billion per day. It would leave 765,000 out of work. And that number can be compounded because with supply shortages and not being able to take customer volume and already the labor costs are high, we might see more layoffs as a result. It's amazing how everything seems to be interrelated and connected and how there can be a domino effect. Biden last night called on Congress to impose a tentative agreement between rail workers and operators on the remaining four of the 12 rail unions that have rejected it. So there was a tentative deal in September reached by labor leaders and brokered with White House intermediation, which offered a 24% pay raise for all rail workers, health care benefits, and medical leave. 8 rail unions have ratified their deals. 4 rail unions are back at the negotiating table. Apparently, the members were dissatisfied with the benefits negotiated by the leaders. The addition of paid sick leave days to the tentative agreement has been a sticking point. Rail workers wanted 15 sick days. The tentative agreement deal included one. Now, that doesn't make any sense. They only get one paid sick leave, or was this talking about additional sick leave? So, this, you know, when I see what happens with unions and strikes and all that, I'm mixed. You know, one is, the reason why the unions exist is because the workers get screwed over, or they did get screwed over, especially during the Industrial Revolution. Unions formed to say, look, all right, you know, you need to pay them good wages, you need to ensure safety, you need to make sure that they could, you know, if they are sick, go home and have a certain amount of sick leave and vacation time and not work overtime. So the unions are designed to protect the workers. On the flip side, there's some criticism that some unions can hold companies hostage. And that's why there's a big debate on whether Amazon or Starbucks should go union. It doesn't sound like many owners the management or shall we say franchisee owners with Starbucks, if it is franchisee owned or whoever owns them, has shown reluctance to that, because if the workers decide to go on strike, they're screwed. Then if certain places unionize, then and they say we want more money, and the employer's like, but we don't have more money. They got them by the, you know, cojones. So it's mixed. It's definitely a mixed bag. With the railroads, if we do have a rail strike, for every day that happens, not only is it money lost, but medications aren't coming to where we need them to be. Food isn't coming to where it needs to be. I mean, our rail system and our truck drivers, they're the backbone of this country, and it's the backbone of this economy. And if that is not working at the levels it needs to, and already we're struggling in terms of our supply shortage and having enough workers in those sectors, that's going to be disastrous. And I'm very, very nervous about that. There's only so much you can do online. You still need the products coming. You still need the food. You still need the chips. You still need, these are things that are carried on these trains and trucks. So, you know, we'll see what happens with the new lame duck Congress. They do have to also make sure that the federal programs that get expired, the funding that expires on December 16th, will be able to be extended or renewed. They want to avoid a partial government shutdown, so they need action before December 16th. Usually they do. Usually they get there. I mean, there has been some furloughs and things like that, but when government workers are furloughed, they usually do get back pay. So it's not the worst thing if they get back pay. If they don't get paid, it's bad. But from what I understand, most of the workers get back pay for the days that they were sent home. But these are big issues. They want an omnibus spending bill done, and then they need to figure out if they're going to deal with the debt limit. So figuring out how to keep the government running, and especially with the money that we spend, is going to be obviously challenging. So we'll see what happens. But if they do wait till January, there is going to be a new makeup to the Congress, and that is going to be interesting. It's going to change things. So I suspect Congress is going to really try to ram through a bunch of things on their agenda before the Republicans take over, and that could slow down other negotiations for what we need with the railroads and the debt limit. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Years I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. all goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The numbers are in, and Cyber Monday set a record for sales. Online shoppers spent $11.3 billion, making Monday the biggest U.S. online shopping day in history. According to Adobe Analytics, the sales figure represents a nearly 6% increase over the last year and about 400% higher than an average online shopping day. Houston has lifted its boil water notice. The all clear was given Tuesday morning, but that was too late to get kids back into school today. The emergency notice was ordered after a power outage caused a drop in pressure, which has prompted the mayor of Houston to call for an investigation into the city's water system. President Biden is on the road Tuesday, the president in Michigan visiting an expanding semiconductor materials factory. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Miriam asked if I could explain what's going on with China and what do the white papers mean. So a few things happened in China, all right? The fire, some of you also asked about what happened with the fire. From what I understand, this is in the Xinjiang region. There were some tight COVID restrictions. And I don't know if this is where the fire was, but there was an apartment complex that somehow sustained a fire. 10 people were killed, but emergency workers took about 3 hours to be able to extinguish the blaze. Many people in the area feel that the delay was because of obstacles caused by the antivirus measures. So that helped kind of fan the flames of the protests. There's also been many young people showing these small white pieces of paper that are blank. From what I understand, and I got this from MSN.com, Hazel Liu, a 29-year-old film producer, says the blank piece of paper means we are the voiceless, but we are also powerful. So she attended a vigil along the Liangma River in Beijing on Sunday. And so it's a way to protest, and the more, and they used blank sheets show that they didn't say anything, but they were going to mourn those lost, especially in the fire and any of the other things that had recently happened in recent days. And it many people brought their own blank papers. They did also chant for an end of COVID restrictions. Zhao Kuang, a researcher on internet freedom at the University of California, Berkeley, said people have a common message. They know that what they want to express, and authorities know too, so people don't need to say anything. If you hold a blank sheet, then everyone knows what you mean. I think that is pretty powerful. They got this from, this is interesting. They said some protesters told the New York Times that this blank white paper inspiration came from a Soviet era joke in which a dissident came up to the police for distributing leaflets in a public square, and then the flyers were blank, and the dissident replies that there is no need for words because everybody knows. Oh, I guess the police had come up to him because he was passing out these flyers. So if you have something written that could get you killed, they're going to, there's the proof. You have brochures, especially in Soviet era. But if it's a blank piece of paper, you're just handing out a blank piece of paper. Everybody knows what that means, but it's a blank piece of paper. But they can't necessarily charge you for you saying X, Y, and Z. Now, eventually, I'm not sure what happened to this one person in the Soviet era or what could happen in China. But eventually somebody could say a blank paper means, you hate the country. You're like, no, it doesn't. I was just giving people paper so they could write the phone number on it, so they could color. It's interesting. That's why I'm so grateful to be in America. We don't have to, we do have to watch what we say in terms of COVID vaccines and masks, or we get accused of misinformation. So things were starting to get pretty scary, especially when most of us were right the whole time, how the masks aren't 100% and how the vaccines aren't 100%. But it's not like in other countries where you can't even put something down on paper. You can't even pass out a flyer. It's got to be blank. Anti-government demonstrators in Hong Kong used the blank paper ID in 2020, days after a national security law was passed to squash dissent. After officials and police officers repeatedly warned against chanting political slogans, many held the blank sheets of paper in shopping malls. And so the city cleaned off graffiti. They cleaned off anything written so that a blank piece of paper was then a sign of dissonance. And honestly, it could make a good visual. That could be a pretty good optic where you see a whole bunch of people holding up, white paper, which we are. That's exactly what we're seeing. So this has gone viral. It's been hashtagged A4Revolution in reference to the size of the paper sheets. This began trending on Twitter. On Facebook and Instagram, users changed their profile photos to blank papers in support of the protesters. Oh, that's interesting. So other people one company said they were going to suspend the sales of A4 paper to safeguard national security and stability. The company was forced to announce on social media that the message was fabricated, that all operations remain normal. Oh, that's interesting. So this defiance in the lockdowns has made some moves. In fact, I believe in one China province, they have loosened and opened up some of the neighborhoods in the capital of Urumqi. And, the anger has boiled up, especially over Urumqi city officials. They held a press conference about the fire in which they appeared to shift responsibility for the deaths onto the apartment's residents. They said some residents' ability to rescue themselves was too weak. Yet, if they are paying, if their taxes are going to first responders, the first responders can't get there because there's low staff, there's certain lockdowns, I'm not exactly sure all the details, but protesters complained it was because of the lockdowns that affected first responder time, response time. So we'll see what happens. I think we did an amazing job conveying nonviolently to our public officials how the lockdowns were ridiculous. In fact, I noticed our governor, who is soon to be replaced with Sheriff Joe Lombardo, when Governor Sisolak would do a press conference and he would start bringing up the numbers, he would immediately right out the gate saying, no lockdowns, we're not locking down. Because, he felt that anxiety that people were going to be ticked. And, you know, when you see how things went with the election for Nevada to flip, it showed that, Nevada residents were not going to have it. And they attributed Governor Sisolak's rules and draconian measures to much of their misery. And that translated the ballot box. In fact, while it took forever for Nevada's vote to come through, the governorship was called early on. Not the day of. It still took a while. But it was obvious and apparent that the remaining votes that were still being counted, because it was interesting, because for the Adam Laxalt Catholic Cortez Masto race, that took forever to count. But, which also I found fascinating too, how you saw a shift, how most people, I prefer you vote for the person, but many people vote either all R or all D. So I do find it fascinating that Joe Lombardo had a very healthy lead, yet it was so tight with the other races. That is interesting. So, especially Senate. The House race, it's different, people in the community that make up those districts. But with the Senate, usually the Senate race would parallel a lot of times what people want for governor. But not entirely. I mean, look what's going on in Georgia. Brian Kemp won by landslide, yet it's going to be neck and neck between the two senators, Warnock and Walker. So, Warnock and Walker. So we'll see what happens. So, I don't want to see protests. I don't want to see fighting. I don't want to see protests and anger and riots. But our public officials have to know that what they think, if they think they're preaching to the choir and they think everybody's happy about this, they're not. And they're not going to get reelected. And people are going to be mad. And in China, one of the most difficult places to fight back, these brave people are. China has sent students home. Police patrol are now curbing the protests. A lot of the crowds are growing because of the severe antivirus restrictions. And they're calling for leader Xi Jinping to resign. 1-877-DOC-LE.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess the U.S. plays Iran, not pronouncing it Iran. Iran is asking that we pronounce it correctly. I get that. I get that. Iran. And we play them in the next hour. The United States, remember, has tied England. I think they also tied Wales. They have to win this game to advance. Iran has lost to England, but they beat Wales. This is like a math problem. So the U.S. needs to defeat Iran to advance, but England is taking on Wales. And then I think from there, I'm not sure if then we play Wales. You guys might know the bracket better than I do. But the games are going to be simultaneously. How to watch the game, I think it's on Peacock. It's going to stream on Peacock. It's going to be on Telemundo. And it's also going to be shown on Fox. So the game's going to start at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific. And you'll be able to see it on Fox, Peacock, Telemundo. And so if they win, they advance to the Final 16. A loss or a draw will send them home. This is huge, especially since there's been a lot of trash talk and tensions with Iran are high. Probably going to get worse, but I'd rather, if things are going to get worse with Iran, I'd rather we beat them today. Remember, Iran lost to England. We had a draw with England. So that is going to be very interesting. So we'll see what happens there. We will keep you posted. If we get any news during the last hour, we will tell you. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are also watching what's going on in Hawaii. Now, you would think with the Mauna Loa volcano erupting, people would flee opposite. Remember I told you it's such a beautiful sight to be able to see this? People want to send their drones, get pictures. Actually, now tourists are flocking there. If you remember, Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano in the world, erupted Saturday night on Hawaii's Big Island. The Big Island today was hit by an earthquake measuring 4.0 on the Richter scale. The lava is flowing, but it is appearing to flow away from settlements and houses. Thank God. They believe the worst-case scenario has been avoided. Well, now that we know, and I don't want to say it's 100% safe, I still don't trust any lava flowing anywhere. Still, now people want to flock and catch a glimpse of it. I posted some videos of it on my Facebook. It is, what a sight. It is amazing to see. And I don't know if this was drone footage, who got it. I think the source was I Love Hawaii. So it was definitely fascinating. So the magnitude, though, 4.0 earthquake shook the Big Island of Hawaii early Thursday as the world's largest active volcano continued to erupt. The earthquake struck just 6 miles east of Pahala on the Big Island, 20 miles below sea level. This is according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Officials warn aftershocks may continue over the next few days as Mauna Loa continues to spew lava hundreds of feet into the air. Now, the molten rock is not heading towards houses, so that's a good sign. Hawaiian tourism officials say now they are expecting tourism to hit new heights. Tourists want to see the eruption. According to Volcano Village Lodge owner, Pua Norris said, I tell my guests these are moments where you don't want to pass up, you don't want to miss. Of course, safety first, but look how amazing it is. You see the red sky. It's brilliant looking. Scary, but brilliant. Officials now say they've avoided a worst-case scenario. Lava slid away from the populated areas and has stalled about 11 miles from Saddle Road. Saddle Road cuts through the middle of the Big Island. And I believe that connects Hilo and Kona. Because you got to take a highway. There's not a lot of highways in Hawaii. I have to double-check if that's the one. So instead of flowing quickly to the sound of South Kona, which where 22,000 people live, lava went to an unpopulated northeast flank through these fissures. And I wonder if they can, if there's a way they can manage that. I'm looking at a picture right now where you see Hilo and you see the sky and it's far away from Hilo, but you see the volcano erupting and you see the city and the lights and they're probably watching TV and Netflix and all that. But, meanwhile, the volcano is erupting. That's crazy stuff. Yeah, Hawaiians are tough, man. Power to them. Mayor Mitch Roth told the Honolulu Star Advisor that it is the best possible direction, even if it approaches the coastal town of Hilo, where 45,000 people reside. Experts say the path's topography, along with the previous eruptions, put the city on the island's east side far from danger. So they feel pretty comfortable. The mayor says we're good. Remember Dante's Peak? The mayor was like, let me listen to Pierce Brosnan because he's so handsome. And the town leaders were like, no, I don't want to listen to him. And then all of a sudden it just blew all over the place and it was a mess. So I remember Dante's Peak. I'm not going to be around a volcano. If somebody says there's a volcano erupting or is actively erupting, I am going to pass being anywhere in the vicinity. That's just me. Ken Hahn, scientist in charge of the U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, added that it could be up to a week before the lava approaches in the outskirts of Hilo. But he, along with state and county emergency management officials, cautioned that the eruption is still only in its early phases, but things could worsen. The crater is the Makaua-Wio-Wio crater. And that is some of the pictures of where you're seeing the shooting lava is out of that crater. It's amazing. Now, the volcano is already belching sulfur dioxide and other volcanic gases, which form volcanic smog, or what they call VOG. Volcanic smog is VOG. Just like smoke and fog is smog, volcano and fog is VOG. That mixes with vapor, oxygen, dust, and sunlight. So, health officials are saying, do not do outdoor exercise. Try to limit that. So you don't want to do heavy breathing and breathe this stuff in. And that is a concern also because the air, I mean, you have some of the cleanest air let me pull this up right now, in Hawaii. But officials are worried about the Pele's hair. Now, Pele's hair are thin strands of volcanic glass fibers that are formed among these gas explosions. And so this can get into the lungs. And it is something that will, they say when bubbles of gas near the surface of the lava flow burst, it could stretch the skin of the molten lava into long threads. I'm looking at the strands. It looks like hair. They're like glass fibers. It's very cool. But we just don't want you breathing the stuff in. They could stretch out to a couple of feet long, but are very thin, and they're 0.001 millimeters. They say the glass strands are lightweight. They could be carried by the winds and accumulate in piles like snowdrifts. Sometimes they could be many inches thick. They could become airborne. They could threaten aviation as well. So they do carry danger on the ground. They're brittle. They are sharp because they're like glass. They could become lodged in the skin and eyes. So the Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency and the National Park Service is warning caution around the fibers to avoid injuries from the slivers. That's some crazy stuff. You know, it's amazing how you have Hawaii. If you've never been to Hawaii, you need to go. It's just exquisite. It's expensive. And things are changing, by the way. Tourists cannot access places that locals can. It used to be there's laws where any beach is accessible and it's open season. But now, because of so many tourists, the locals are trying to preserve parts of their land. And I get that. So a place you used to hike or drive to, I had a friend that went and they said, did you make a reservation? They're like, we're at the hotel. We made a reservation at the restaurant. Yeah, but you could only go there to the parking lot. You can't go up on this road because you need a reservation for the park. And that used to not be. So always check before you go. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Med Away has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Med Away can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.